Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, the sports leader. Matt Barrows covers the Niners for The Athletic, joining us as he is often kind enough to do. Matt Barrows joining us on the UMA guest line. Matty B, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing fine. I don't know how the people who are believing that Mac Jones to the Niners is a thing, I don't know how they're doing. Seems like some people are kind of wrapping their head around it. Other people are railing against that idea. You bring up a very good point in your mailbag in The Athletic that only a few people, that would be, what, three? Adam Peters, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, maybe four or five, if you throw Parag and Jed York in there. Those are the five people that know the deal. After that, right, it's all speculation. However, you did bring up a point about Shanahan the Elder, Mike Shanahan, who has a connection with Adam Schefter, who has been vocal in saying publicly that Mac Jones to the Niners is a thing that's going to happen. Are those dots really that connectable where Adam Schefter, who rarely puts stuff out there that's wrong because he's the information merchant of the highest order, that connection that you brought forth, is that one to look at and go, Chris Sims, all right, I ain't buying it. But that Mike Shanahan to Adam Schefter connection and Schefter says Mac Jones is happening, is that one Niner fans should look at and put a lot of stock in?
Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to really praise the hell out of a reporter who doesn't work for my own company, but Adam Schefter doesn't just throw stuff up against the wall. Adam Schefter is good at what he does, and he's been, I mean, he's hedged a little bit. You know, it could change, but he said stuff like that. But it's been pretty confident and pretty consistent, and this far out from the draft, too, that it does make you say, you know, if he's saying it that confidently, it's probably going to be Mac Jones. I mean, that's the way I've taken it. Now, I don't know. I don't know what is causing him to do that. I mean, I also mentioned in that piece that you cited, you know, it's usually the agents who are
right,
sort of running around with all this information. And I'm not belittling it. These guys know. I mean, they know exactly which teams are talking with their client. They know who set up the, you know, whether it's been a regional scout or it's been the GM and the head coach. So, I mean, they have a good pulse on which teams are looking really seriously at which players, in which case Adam Schefter also would have a real bead there as well. But, I mentioned the Mike Shanahan connection. Believe you me, Mike Shanahan is in on this. I mean, he's part of the process of picking this quarterback. Now, it's going to come down to Kyle Shanahan, and then you have all these father-son things about do I want to be my own man and, you know, go against what my dad's saying. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But he's part of this, all of the film study, all the stuff that's going on right now. Mike Shanahan's in on it. So he'd probably have, if he doesn't know, then he'd probably have a real good sense of where the 49ers are leaning.
You remember that old Don't Do Drugs commercial where the father finds the devil's lettuce in the kid's room and he's like, where did you get this? Where did you learn how to do it? And the kid yells, I learned it from you, Dad. So if Kyle Shanahan...
watching you!
And then what they don't show you in that commercial, the dad's like, why are you snitching, son? Why are you talking? You just come to me. I'm the man you need to talk to with this stuff.
I'll cut you a good deal.
Exactly. I'll hook you up with my connect. So if Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, if they draft Justin Fields, and then Mike Shanahan goes, why'd you draft him? And he goes, I learned it from you because you're the guy that had RG3. And RG3, before he ripped his knee up, was a pretty good quarterback, and I think people forget that.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's different than Justin Fields.
Fields is
midway between, an RG3 and a Kirk Cousins, if you will. I mean, you watch some of those games with Fields, like that Nebraska game he had, Ohio State had. I think it was the opener. And it's just, it's electric. I mean, it makes you sit up and pay attention. It's everything. It's deep balls that are just pinpoint, making plays with his feet, everything that you want. I mean, I don't have the ability to get into the nitty-gritty and say, oh, he only made it through his third read on this play. I'm not good enough to do that, so I can't say one guy over another in that. But boy, if you like exciting plays, then Fields might be your guy.
You know, Matty, it's hard to know what to know is real. We're in the lying season. I just look at this and go, okay, did we know they were going Bosa over Quinnen Williams? No. Did we know they were going with Ayuk? No. Did anybody leak anything about this trade going down, despite the fact that there was kind of three teams involved when you factor in Philly? No. But we're supposed to believe the team that didn't leak any of that has told Schefter and every other media person that they're going Mac Jones. I guess is what do you believe? Do you believe that Mac Jones is their guy, or do you believe it's a smokescreen and Fields is their guy? Do you believe Lance is their guy? What do you believe?
I believe that Jones is the guy that made that convinced them that they could do this trade. That they realized that, okay, at bare minimum, we've been able to assess Mac Jones. We know what Mac Jones is. We know what he can do. He's the floor, the proverbial floor. And he gave them confidence to trade up in the draft. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to land on him. Now they're going to Justin Fields' pro day tomorrow. They'll go to Trey Lance's on Monday. They've got a lot of insight into those guys. John Beck is the quarterback's coach for both of those guys. So he's been working with Fields for about, 3 or 4 months now. And he recently started working with Lance, too. And he's a Shanahan guy. He used to be a quarterback under both Shanahans. And he's worked with Matt Ryan in the offseason. He's worked with Jimmy Garoppolo in the offseason and Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. So he knows what a Shanahan quarterback is, or more to the point, he knows what Shanahan wants out of his quarterback. So I don't think it's a done deal, is my basic point. I do think that there's an opportunity for Fields and for Lance to move the 49ers off of their mark, and that really starts tomorrow. I mean, you don't want to overemphasize these pro days because you're really not learning a whole lot, but the fact of the matter is that Shanahan and Lynch are taking a private jet out there. They'll do the same to go to Fargo next week. So if they had settled on Mac Jones, they wouldn't be doing this. Like I said, I think that there is the possibility that both of these guys, one of these guys, can move them off of the Mac Jones idea. It seems like both of these guys have the capability to do that. I mean, there is physical talent. I mentioned that Nebraska game. I mean, Trey Lance is even bigger than Justin Fields. He can run. He runs over guys. So there's plenty to like. There's excitement there, and that's the question. I mean, will Kyle Shanahan sort of go against his pocket instinct and get a guy that he thinks over a year he can coach to work out of the pocket, and this guy would be able to do all the other things that a Mac Jones wouldn't be able to do. Mm-hmm.
Your draft crush is Amari Rodgers from Clemson.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal slot receiver, really strong hands. He's kind of short, and he had an ACL injury, but he's really, a lot of people think he's a plug-and-play slot receiver that you can throw out there in week one, and he'll really impress people. I that might be a second round pick. Maybe he might be a third round pick. We'll see where the draft falls. One of the interesting things to me, Maddie, in the last 24 hours was that Gio Bernard signed today or yesterday with the Bucks, and the part of that story is that the Niners had interest in Gio Bernard. We had Najee Harris on the show a couple weeks ago. Najee has told people that the Niners have been hot and heavy talking to him. There are some people that think there'll be no running backs taken in round one and that Najee may go at the top of round two. Could you see the 49ers moving up? Clearly running back is on their list, even though they have Mostert, they have Jeff Wilson, they have some other guys as well. Could you see them trading up from round two in the 40s to maybe in the 20s or 30s for Najee?
Yeah, I'm not sure, would they have to do that? I mean, will he make it into the second round? Will Travis Etienne, the Clemson running back, be there in the second round? The 49ers definitely have looked at top running backs in the past. The kid out of Wisconsin, I can't remember his first name, Taylor, went to the Colts. They looked at him heavily last year, too. Remember, this is a regime, Mike Shanahan, when he was coaching the Denver Broncos, they used to take quarterbacks in the sixth, seventh, after the draft. Remember that Bobby Turner was the running backs coach on that team, too. They got great mileage out of overlooked backs. But one year, they used the second rounder on Clinton Portis, and Clinton Portis was the offensive rookie of the year that year. So every now and then, they do break away from their habit, and they draft a high round running back. I don't know if they would trade ahead to take Harris. I think that if Harris were there at 43, or if Etienne were there at 43, that would be hard to pass up. And I think that there's room for him there. I mean, there's Raheem Mostert, there's Jeff Wilson for sure. But, this is a team that likes the running back by committee. Mostert's been banged up. He has a hard time getting through the season. So it would make quite a bit of sense. It would certainly help whatever quarterback they take at pick number three to have a really robust running game. And you, like I said, you see sort of the history of it with the Broncos doing something very similar. When they were also sort of at the height, a very talented roster, and they used a second-round pick on Clinton Portis. So it wouldn't be a total shock, but it would be against form for sure.
Where did you learn this getting second-round or late guys or undrafted guys to be star running backs? I learned it from you, Dad. See, it just keeps flowing. The Shanahan coaching family dynamic, I'm very intrigued by it. Matt Barrows covers the Niners for The Athletic, joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. The NFL Players Association is recommending that its members skip the voluntary workouts, which are voluntary seemingly in name only. Denver and Seattle, if my memory is serving me correctly, no voluntary workouts. Do you know what the Niners' offseason voluntary workout situation is? And do you think that I think this is something that's going to start bubbling up in the league. Do you think the Niners would be one of the teams that say, yeah, we're going to bag it?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. One of the issues is that every member of their union, which was Richard Sherman, Ben Garland, and I want to say Solomon Thomas were their player reps last year. None of those guys are on the team anymore, so they don't know what's going on among the rank and file. I mean, I think it's going to be a situation with a lot of these teams, maybe even Seattle and Denver, where a lot of guys don't show up, but some do. I mean, it's part of the routine for a lot of guys. Like Dee Ford, for example, is there now. Has been working out at the facility. A lot of 49ers do. So it's hard to see them changing that. Now, whether they'll take part in any sort of formal things like OTAs or whatnot, I don't know. I mean, this is obviously something that the 49ers want to have. Kyle Shanahan has been blunt in saying that even somebody who's been in the league for a long time, like Jimmy Garoppolo, really needs a full off season. He's had one since he's been with the 49ers. The other year, he was coming back from the ACL, and last year was wiped out by the pandemic. So 2018 was Jimmy Garoppolo's only full off season with this team. And Shanahan believes that, you know, that's where you make a lot of progress, is going through all of those spring practices, the mini camps, et cetera, et cetera. So it's him, it's all the young guys. I mean, it was a real washout in a lot of ways for the Colton McKivitz and the, you know, Juwan Jennings, Charlie Warner's, like, late round picks last year. They just didn't, they weren't all that good, really, productive when they got into games, because they didn't have the benefit of an offseason. So I know it's something that teams at the 49ers are pushing for. You know, anytime there's a push and pull on these types of things, one side is going to want to try to get something from the other, and you have to wonder if that's happening right now.
Buy The Athletic, get the coverage that Matt provides, Dave Lombardi provides, Tim Kawakami provides. You get a lot of good writers over there. And, Matty, you're definitely, you know, right at the top of the list as far as Niner coverage. People are enamored with your coverage, and I'll second that notion. I think you do a great job. One last one, double back on the quarterbacks. Tim Kawakami, I haven't read it yet, but if you go to theathletic.com right now, you can see that Kawakami has written an article, and it's entitled, "Why I'm Guessing Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers will work Their Way to Justin Fields in the NFL Draft." I haven't read it yet. I'm going to read it this afternoon. But one, do you agree with Kawakami that they're going to work their way to Fields? And then on part two of this question, you've covered this team for a while. I personally believe Jimmy G is not the kind of personality like an Alex Smith who's going to, you know, kumbaya, put his arm around the new young quarterback and say, "Ah, come on, kid, I'll show you the way." I think it's rife with all kinds of issues, and I don't think he's the right personality for it. He's a star personality that's going to be hurt by this whole thing. I think needs to be moved on, and I think will be ultimately on draft day. That's my guess. What do you think? You've covered this team. Is Jimmy G have it in him to be the bridge guy to the next guy, and or do you see him moved? And of course, the first part on Fields.
Well, I mean, Jimmy G is not a big ego guy. He's not going to be a guy who huffs and puffs and, you know, slams his locker and things like that. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I mean, Alex Smith was head and shoulders above a lot of veterans just because he was a really good veteran to have in the locker room. He was really good. He's a smart guy. And you know, was able to put his ego aside and to help out a Colin Kaepernick and to help out a Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's the guy that you want teaching your young quarterback the ropes. So, you know, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to fall short of Alex Smith? Probably, but most quarterbacks would. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo would be problematic, is my point. Now, the second part of that question is, do the 49ers move on from him? And I think there's a good chance that they do. I mean, this is a team that just gave up two first-round picks and a third-round pick to move up to number three. I mean, they want to get some of that back somehow. So if the offer comes in and they get a first-rounder or they get two second-rounders, which is what the 49ers got for Smith back in the day, they would take it. Now, you know, the other part of your question is, you know, is it going to be Fields that the 49ers ultimately wind up with? Is it going to be Lance? I mean, if it is Lance, then I think that you want the Jimmy Garoppolo there the whole year. Trey Lance just doesn't have a lot of experience playing college football. You know, Mac Jones doesn't really either. They both started the exact number of games. So there is a really good argument to be made that at least going into the season, at least until the trade deadline, you have that veteran there. Just because you can't expect a guy who's got 17 career starts to jump in week one and be the guy that takes a talented 49ers team to the Super Bowl. I think that you probably have to start the season with Garoppolo in the locker room, and then around the trade deadline, you pull the Patriots, and you maybe even dial that area code and see what the interest is at that point.
Matt, as always, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the insight you gave us. We will talk to you down the road, my man. Be well.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Matty. Brother.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.